Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown. Lindsay Perry joins us once again. Lindsay, thanks for your time. A question in from Neil Salee. Neil's a bit of a racing snake. He wants to know about a sub-3-hour marathon qualifier for running silver at Comrades. He says that your silver training program has got a sub-3 marathon in late November, early December, with a few marathon options listed. It also says that you shouldn't go for the sub-3-hour in the year that you want to attempt Comrades, so next year. Basically, get it out of the way now. He says that you also say he qualified late in January and February in the past. If one doesn't want to travel to a marathon in November, as there's not one really close to Johannesburg, is it a definite no to attempt a sub-3 marathon late in January? He's thinking perhaps at the Johnson Crane or the Sasol marathon. The reason for the question is that if it's a definite no, then the only other option would be the Warmbad Super Spa mid-November. And he knows that's not an easy marathon, but it could get quite hot as well. So you'll have to work a lot harder for that sub-3 hour there, whereas a sub-3 at Sasol could come with less effort and without too much damage.
So it's not a definite no, but a sub-3 is not going to come without damage. So the reason why we try not to leave that sub-3 is until January, February next year, is because that damage means that you have to take recovery right at the time where you're supposed to be starting your peak Comrades training. So something like the Johnson Crane, or that weekend, I think that's the last weekend in January. That weekend would, for me, really, or should really be the very last weekend where you attempt a sub-3. Look, I don't know the course he's talking about at all, but I do know that in January, February, wherever you go and run, you're going to be faced with very similarly hot conditions. So the weather's not going to get much better in January next year, than running a race in November. But obviously the course profile makes it a little bit easier. So it's not an absolute necessity to do it this year, but it certainly does help you in terms of being able to gear all of your training towards Comrades for next year.
Neil, I hope that helps. Good luck. If there's anything else we can do to assist you on your sub-3-hour mission, please let us know. Pop us an email or head onto the website, askcoachperry.com. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to askcoachperry.com or email myquestion@askcoachperry.com.